Hi, I'm Julie Lucas, class of 1997 and Chief Advancement Officer, and welcome to the Darlington Podcast. Today, I'm joined by Seth Parker, Darlington class of 2016, and Luke Parker, Darlington class of 2017. And we will be talking about what they've been up to since graduation and their family business.
Welcome to the Darlington Podcast, a production of Darlington School in Rome, Georgia. Join us as we take a look inside and outside our classrooms and connect with students, teachers, alumni, and more.
Guys, thank y'all for being here.
Yes, ma'am. Good to be
Thanks
here.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Well, it's a rainy day here, but glad y'all made it out. I know you're super busy, so excited to talk to y'all today about the Connects program and what you've been doing since graduation and what you were doing here at Darlington and all the other exciting things y'all have going on. All right, so let's get started by talking about when you started at Darlington. How old were y'all when y'all came to Darlington?
So I started in the sixth grade, and then, of course, went all the way through senior year.
I was in the fifth grade, so it was first year of the new middle school. So I wasn't technically in middle school, but it's first year.
I guess I was the first one to graduate. We were the first class to go all the way through the new middle school, so.
Very cool. It's a beautiful place.
It is.
Very neat. All right, well, we didn't share this, but we should go ahead and put it out there for our listeners that you are brothers, so it's no coincidence that y'all are here together. So, all right, tell me about what y'all were involved in while you were here. Sports or fine arts or
So my main thing, I was in the soccer academy. So I was in the soccer academy from Chad let me join during middle school, and so I was running around with those guys since I was pretty young, and then played all the way up through senior year. So,
I played baseball and golf in high school. I played baseball for 2 years, and then I switched to golf. And I've been pretty excited about that. I was able to play it, you know, casually through college, and you know, it's been a nice career sport to have. So I was glad I was able to get both of those. Both that experience here, so.
Absolutely. Do y'all ever play golf together?
I'll try to get Seth out there every now and then, but.
Luke likes to take it more serious. I get mess around a little bit too much for him.
All right. Well, I know both of you have a favorite teacher through the years. From y'all were here a long time, middle school all the way through high school. You've already mentioned a coach. Could you tell me a favorite teacher or coach?
I would say my middle school favorite teacher would be Coach Smith. I play soccer with him, and he's a big mentor to me. And then high school is probably Mr. Hudson. So
yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I feel like it'd be hard for me to pick just one. I would say Miss Adkins, Miss Dodd, or Coach Woods.
All can you tell he liked the math department?
I can. I love it. That's good. All great teachers. Thank you for sharing that. All right, I love this question because it's always a cool answer and always across the board. What's your favorite location on campus? If you could just pick favorite building, a favorite spot, a favorite anything, what would it be?
I don't know. I've always liked the Huffman Center. It's a cool place. It's almost like a college training facility, really. And it's always been a neat place. I mean, I spent a lot of time there working out and stuff. Coach Atha and all them, so to me, that's probably my favorite place.
Have you been in there to see the new weight room, the Pierce Tiger Pit?
I have not.
Okay, we'll have to show it to you. It's beautiful, absolutely beautiful.
I'll check that out.
I'd probably say the library, I guess, just because I spent a lot of time there, and it's a nice place to come and, get your work done, so, you know. I wasn't as athletically inclined as Seth, so. I didn't spend as much time in the Huffman Center.
Yeah, library and the math department.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so is this your first time back on campus in a while?
Yeah, I guess the last time I was here was for my wedding. So me and my wife got married here at the chapel, so that was probably the last time I was here.
Okay, we'll get to that in a minute. What about you?
Well, other than talking about whether or not we were going to talk about it, but they're doing a gate project over here. So we've been out here for that. But other than that, it's been a while.
Yeah, we're excited to have y'all over there. We'll definitely update that at another time. Very cool. Well, good. Well, all right. So great times at Darlington. What happened after Darlington? Where'd y'all go? Where'd you go off to school?
So I went to Auburn. Me and my wife actually went to Auburn. And then I was there from, I guess, graduated here in 16 and then graduated Auburn 21, I guess it was, which is more than 4 years, yes. Changed my major. I started out in electrical engineering, then went to building science. At Auburn, I interned with the company J. Dunn. A couple of alumni worked there. And then out at Berry College, we did a project one summer. And then after that, after I graduated, just came back and started working for Dad. So.
Very good.
I started out at Georgia Tech, out of high school. Never really looked anywhere else. And then me and my wife were still dating at the time, and she was also at Auburn, and I was visiting Auburn a lot. And so after my freshman year, I decided to transfer to Auburn. And I was really excited about, I was really happy to have had the experience. I mean, it's nothing against Tech, but the people that I ended up meeting at Auburn and everything with my major was electrical engineering. So we all got pretty close. And after I graduated in 21, I guess, as well, just started working for the family business. So,
really, what it was is he missed me, and so he had to come.
I love it. That's right. All right. So, definitely want to talk about the family business, but before we get there, we're going to talk about the family because the three of us share a very cool connection. I'm married to an alum, and both of y'all are married to alums. So, share with me, Seth, you go first. Tell us about your wife and what class she's in and what she's up to now.
So Carly, we were both in the same grade. I guess that kind of goes back to Mr. Hudson. We kind of sort of started hitting it off in his class. And then, so we started dating in the ninth grade and then dated all through high school, dated through college, and then got married. I was still in college. She had already graduated. So got married in and then now she's actually working for the Chamber of Commerce at here in Rome. So
that's great. All right, what about you?
Caroline's a year older than me, so she graduated with Seth and Carly in 2016. But we were actually in band together when I first came here in middle school, and she was lead trumpet. And I was last trumpet. And so she was too cool for me in middle school. But we started dating towards the end of high school. I actually was just looking for a date to homecoming. And she, obviously Carly knew her. So I obviously had gotten to know Carly for a couple years. And I got her to ask about, make sure before I asked her, you know, and then, you know, we were just going to start hanging out a little bit before we went to homecoming. And then the next thing, you know, by the time homecoming even rolled around, we were, you know, had been dating, and then the rest was history. So now she's a nurse in the OR at Floyd. So.
Well, good. Well, now did y'all get married? Where did y'all get married?
We got married. There's her family has a lake house up on Lake Raven. It's by Lake Burton, northeast Georgia, and there's a little inn thing venue there, so that's where we got married. She picked it out, obviously, so.
But now all four of you live in Rome, which is great. Do y'all hang out all the time?
Pretty good bit.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's exciting. So just continue the Darlington legacy. I love it. All right, great. Okay, so now I would love for y'all to tell us about your family business, Parker Systems. Just tell me from kind of the beginning. Did your dad start it?
Okay. Yeah, so Dad started it. I think he started it late 90s, 96, 95, something like that. It started out, he was just installing alarm systems in people's houses and commercial places and stuff like that. And then one thing led to another. He started directional drilling for the railroad, actually. And then that was about the time that the internet kind of became a thing. And so he kind of just hit that at the right time and just started hooking up internet. That sounds dumb.
Once he was drilling and he was talking to some people, he figured out that places in Rome, specifically in this case, but just in general, needed connectivity between their sites. So they necessarily maybe didn't need internet connectivity, but they wanted to be able to move data around local. You know, just the same way here at Darlington, you want your network to be through all of these buildings, you got to connect all the buildings. Well, if the buildings aren't right beside each other, maybe they're across town, you know, you have to secure the right-of-way access and build those cables between that, and they sort of act like a big Ethernet cable. So that's sort of where you got to start, sort of, that's called dark fiber. Basically, you build the cable between the two facilities, and then you allow whatever company to hook their own network stuff up and light it and make it work. So he started building that, but and then it grew, and then he got access through the railroad to actually get back to Atlanta. And then once he was in Atlanta, he could sort of actually sell internet connectivity or dark fiber. So that's what we do now, as Parker FiberNet.
So I can imagine y'all have clients or customers all over the place.
It's mainly Northwest Georgia. Our stretch is probably just a little south of Chattanooga, all the way up to Fort Oglethorpe, and then it goes all the way south, close to Atlanta, not quite in Atlanta. It's a pretty saturated market, so we sort of serve underserved markets where the commercial access for facilities isn't as high as a place like Atlanta would be. So that's sort of where we've always focused. We haven't done a lot of residential stuff, so it's mainly just hospitals, doctor's offices, lawyer's offices, any sort of commercial application. So.
And y'all provided a lot for Darlington, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Okay. Now tell me, does your dad or does the company, do y'all go in like once hurricanes hit and that kind of thing? You still do that?
Yeah. We do a lot of disastrous stuff.
Okay.
And we do that with Motorola. And so basically what we do is Motorola goes in after, once the hurricanes hit, they go in and they're in charge of the communications for certain areas. And so we basically go and support them in getting the communications back up for the
911 communications.
Yeah, for the police, fire, EMS, stuff like that. That way they can begin to talk again, because there's a lot of help that shows up at one time when the hurricane hits. And if those guys can't get everybody together and tell them where they need to go, where they need to go help, then you've got a bunch of people standing around with nothing to do. And so the first thing that needs to get up is the communications. And so they go up and we take tower climbing guys and stuff like that. And we basically go and support them. So we bring all their housing, all the food, everything. We bring a cook. We bring all our fuel, all the generators and stuff like that. So if whatever they need, we basically just do for them.
Sort of a logistical support. They have their tech side, technical staff. And then, you know, we're doing, like he said, just logistical support. So they're people who specialize in their gear and everything. You know, we can get them to the sites and make sure they don't have to worry about while everybody else is lining up at gas stations, and they don't have to worry about any of that. They can just go in and get the systems back online.
Now, do y'all ever do that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, wow. We went. The last hurricane was Ian. We both went down there for that one.
How long were y'all down there?
We're down there for 10 days.
Wow. So that's awesome. That's very cool.
It's a neat experience. It's crazy. It's unlike anything I've ever seen before, because it's a different time period, you know, whenever you go down there and people are basically fighting for their life, you know. So it's interesting.
Sure, they're very grateful for y'all. Well, so tell me, what are each of your roles at Parker? Oh, and I'm sure as a family business, you probably have many roles, I can imagine.
Yeah, we... Me and Luke both, we sort of just do whatever's needed, you know, and I guess right now we're sort of just trying to learn from everybody, you know, everybody's role and how to make a successful company continue to be successful down the road, you know, by learning from all the guys that have been doing this stuff for 15, 20 years, you know. So me and him really don't have a specific role. When people ask, usually I tell them ditch digger, you know, just because that's sort of what we do, you know, day in and day out is, you know, putting duck in the ground, putting fiber in the ground and stuff like that, so.
Yeah, that's sort of where we're unique in a lot of ways too is, you know, if you standard internet service provider, there's going to be a lot of steps in the process along the way of getting that cable to a customer, you know, and they'll contract it out, sub it out a lot, and they have different grants and funding and everything like that. And we're sort of unique in the fact that 90% of the stuff, we secure the permits, secure the right-of-way access, install the duct, do the construction, put the fiber in, splice the fiber, terminate the customer, provide the equipment, and, you know, basically, you know, end to end, we sort of manage and control all that. So, like Seth was saying, I mean, we have a lot of really great people, and I mean, Dad and Mom have put a lot of people in place that, you know, allowed it to get to this point, and, you know, really, we're just interested in learning from them, and, you know, seeing where, you know, where we can help, you know, where we can make everybody's lives easier, just by us getting our hands in there. So.
That's great. That's fascinating. All right, so as part of Darlington Connects, we have an amazing group of alumni, parents of alums who are all willing to help and support each other. If there are any of our listeners or anyone out there who wants to connect with y'all about Auburn, about family business, or about Parker in particular, can they reach out to you?
Absolutely.
All right.
Anything they want to know, just reach out to us and we'll answer questions.
Perfect. So we'll include in the show notes a couple of opportunities where you can reach out to Seth and Luke. But all right, question for you. You don't have this question ahead of time. So if you could give advice back to your Darlington self, so when you were in high school, what advice would you give to your, say, I don't know, junior year self?
Like I was alluding to earlier, I basically didn't look anywhere college-wise other than Georgia Tech. I was set on that my entire life. So, you know, just I would have liked to have a little bit more of an open mind, you know, and my time in high school went by quick, and with my wife and Seth and his wife being a year older than me, once they left, you know, I was already ready to be in college because they were all in college. So, you know, just enjoying it because my senior year went like that and it was a lot of fun and, you know, just taking more opportunities that Darlington does provide because I definitely didn't take advantage of all of them. So, you know, I never looked back and thought, man, I wish I hadn't signed up for that sport or I wish I hadn't signed up for that club. Or, I mean, anything like that, you know, everything I did, you know, I wish I would have done more, so.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. Basically just, Darlington does offer so many extracurricular stuff, you know, and I probably didn't take advantage of as much as I should have, you know, learning an instrument, stuff like that. Which I mean, you know, they make you do one or the other in middle school, but I didn't keep up with it, you know. And then probably taking school just a little bit more serious while I was here would have been something else I probably should have done looking back. But
yeah, I think we all say that.
Yeah.
So, well, fortunately, y'all did great. You've gone on to do really great things. I want to say thank you for what Parker Systems has done for Darlington over the years. Y'all have done a lot. So.
Absolutely.
I want to thank you for that, and excited y'all are here today. I'm excited you're back in Rome. Hopefully we'll continue this Darlington legacy from both your families. So, but anyway, I just, again, thank y'all so much, and hopefully we'll hear from y'all more at maybe a podcast or two down the road. So stay tuned. We're glad that you tuned in to this episode of the Darlington Podcast. Tune in each week wherever you like to listen to podcasts, and don't forget to subscribe. You can check out today's show notes at www.darlingtonschool.org/podcast. If you have questions about today's program or ideas for a future episode, send an email to communications@darlingtonschool.org.
The Darlington Podcast, a production of Darlington School in Rome, Georgia, is a collaboration between the communication, advancement, and IT teams, and the intro music is alumni produced. See show notes and hear more episodes at www.darlingtonschool.org/podcast.